Imagine Cup is an event that showcases what students can imagine and how they can actually bring those ideas to life through access to resources that they normally wouldn't have in the university system.
We bring students from universities around the world to compete in technology showcase, basically, where they have determined a problem and they're using various types of technologies to solve that problem.
Imagine Cup was incredible. It was my first time being a participant by judging, and it was an honor. Some of the things that they were doing made me feel that I had been wasting my childhood because these young people were just building these amazing, amazing things.
Imagine Cup's great because I could see a bunch of kids in high school and in college all across the world who are creating these amazing things that make me wonder what I did with my youth, because they're doing so much far more than I ever did.
We've had 54 teams representing 39 countries. And we've seen teams working on really global impacting types of challenges. It's everything from detecting diseases like Alzheimer's to depression, as well as how could you actually have better increased response time in the event of a disaster, to how do you identify fake news.
Learning more about the reasons behind why they chose the particular problem that they had, and then also understand what the technology that they used and why they used certain technology to achieve their solutions.
What surprised me most about the teams that I saw was not only how much passion they had for the opportunity that they were trying to address, but how they thought through not just applying the technology, but thinking through how do they actually create value in terms of who would actually use the technology or application that they built.
When I was 17 years old, I was not trying to figure out how do you detect strokes or fix Alzheimer's or help the blind. I was trying to do tricks on my bicycle, right? So these kids were really thinking about ways to improve the way we live our lives and to help us in a way to stay healthier. It was really inspiring to see how they were trying to think well beyond the future and something that's actually going to change the way that people live their lives.
The team that impressed me the most was XGLU, and that was like a credit card sized glucose meter for kids, and they gamified it so that it wasn't terrible pricking your finger and measuring your blood sugars.
And it was absolutely fantastic. The story was great. It was by far my favorite.
It wasn't just that they used so much great technology, but they really hit a problem with the way diabetes affects children. And I almost cried watching the video.
So this is the first year at Imagine Cup that we've actually required that all projects be built on Azure. And we believe the reason for that is cloud enablement has definitely become one of the main focus points, not just for the professional industry, but for a lot of the innovations and solutions that are coming out. So in our world, in the cloud environment, when we think about the fact that computer science jobs are actually growing at twice the national average of any other type of role, when we think about the fact that 74% of tech chief financial officers in the corporate workplace today say cloud will be the biggest measurable impact on their business in 2017. And we think about the scale and impact you can have when you build a solution on the cloud first without having to go through the capital investment or hardware requirement of doing it in a localized environment and then rolling it out regionally. We really felt like for cloud first, mobile first, as being a prevalent thesis that we've seen culminate throughout the years and become mainstream, that Azure would be a key enablement to actually help encourage all these solutions to have much broader impact day one.
Imagine Cup was amazing. There were a lot of teams doing really, really cool, innovative things with Azure. It was incredible. Best hackathon I've ever been to.
The one thing that impressed me most about the Imagine Cup teams was I didn't see a single selfish project. There was nothing that was just for fun. Every project that I experienced was really actually trying to solve a real problem, a human problem that that somebody actually had in various different countries. It was really inspiring to see not a selfish attitude in any of the approaches.
The different types of capabilities and architectures that you can deploy and support on Azure is almost infinite these days. And the fact that we saw so many different configurations and so many different innovations that weren't just necessarily connecting different pieces of products together, but actually putting their own innovation and intellectual property and value creation on top of them was truly impressive. Imagine Cup is important for the Growth and Ecosystems Group because it represents a portion of the ecosystem that we need to make sure is happy and healthy. Given this is our 15th year of Imagine Cup, we've seen great progress over the 15 years we've been having it. What I would love to do is be able to see the next 15 years to have this program continue to grow and invest in education and skill sets coming out through the university and continue to find new ways to actually help encourage innovation and showcase those to the broader community. Imagine Cup is all about student developers. The students of today are the developers of tomorrow.
I'm Tim Hewer, and I'm a cloud developer advocate.
I'm Donovan Brown, and I'm a cloud developer advocate.
I am Ashley McNamara, and I am a cloud developer advocate.
I'm Brian Liston, and I'm a cloud developer advocate.
I'm John Papa, and I'm a cloud developer advocate.
I'm Charlotte Yarconi, Corporate Vice President of Growth and Ecosystems. Thank you so much to all the teams and staff who helped participate in this year's Imagine Cup.